Swamiji, if you have some little voice left, could you speak about the significance or the necessity for and the glory of Om?
The glory of Om. See, the French mother who was with Aurobindo, she was once asked, "Mother, tell us what is Om." She said, "Om is the signature of the Lord." She said, "Now, you have lakhs of rupees in your bank. You just say, 'I've forgotten my checkbook, please give me 100 rupees. They won't give you. You just put your signature on a check and send it in a donkey's back, they will give you 100 rupees. So it is the signature which counts. Next to the name is the signature of the Lord. More important. So this is what she told. And a similar question was put to Bhagavan Ramana. They took a notebook and they said, "Please write something about Om." It was about 75 pages notebook. They thought he cannot write more than that. Bhagavan wrote only one shloka, a small couplet. The couplet was, "Yekam aksharam vasate swayam hridi nirantaram likhyate katham." He said, "This is only one akshara." This is because even some parts of Maharashtra and so many people in the north also, they think when they pronounce Om, they should start. They start with they say. See, they become three aksharas. You see, this is because in Mandukya Upanishad, he has divided them into three portions, and then he says the glory of her, the glory of who, and the glory of me. It's all a sort of a metaphorical representation of his glory. It has nothing to do with his pronunciation, but people apply it, unfortunately. So Bhagavan started saying, "Hey, you should pronounce this Unakshara only. Om, the sorrow. Om." So that is essential. And this Om, we can pronounce it straight from the navel. How? Shardula Ritavati. How to pronounce Om? It comes in Paniya Shiksha Shastra. Shiksha is how to pronounce Vedic hymns. So it contains certain minimum injunctions as to how to pronounce of the Vedic. You can't chant it like anything as you want. So it gives for that purpose. And there it says that normally when we do for our meditation purpose anything else, Shardula Rutavati, like the roar of a tiger. So the tiger, how does it roar? Oh, it comes from the navel, from the Nabhi Pradesha. So similarly, your Om should start, "Om." So it's a start from there. But at night time, when on their pronouns is all rarely used by anybody, but it says like the peacock in the night. How the peacock, how does it does? Sarigama pada nisa ni is called nishada. So it sings from here. Om. From here, cerebral. And normally, whatever we are pronouncing, we pronounce from the lungs. Everything is from the lungs because we don't even take our breath down below. We send it away. No, this portion doesn't need food, is there for it. So I don't want yar. We don't yar it. That is there. That is unfortunate. So this is the thing. Now he says, where can you go and find it? This Om. Yay. Bhasate Swayam. You can't find it. It comes. It's a self-light. That is, in other words, it is that which reveals the entire world to us. We are not aware of it. Because Om contains all the three gods. It contains God with form, God without form. It contains all the three worlds. It contains everything you can think of. In Mandukya Upanishad, it starts with that. Om Ittiradikam Sarvam. All this entire world is only Om. Because they say, the Big Bang theory says, the entire world came out of a Big Bang. But unfortunately, it's a wrong principle, because when there was no world, there is nobody to hear. So what do you mean by a sound or a bang? See, if at all it should take place, the sound is only a hearing by you. It's a reaction of your ear. The trees do not make any sound. When the tree falls, this is one of the questions in the MBA. They ask the people, the candidates. Now, they say, there is a forest. There is absolutely no animal, nothing, no being, no man, nothing is there. A very big banyan tree, which is so big, it occupies about, tree space. It falls. Then will there be a sound made? This is the question. There cannot be a sound made. Sound is only, it just falls, it's all, nothing else. But while falling, the reaction to it is called the sound here, in our ear. So when there is nobody to hear, there cannot be a sound. So there cannot be a bang when there is nobody. So this is the ultimate anyway. So coming to that, Bhasate Swayam. So it is the one which started first. It only creates the world, so it reveals the entire world in its light. When a torch is able to show everything, to see the torch, you bring another torch and see this torch. So it is self-lighting. It is Swayam Prakasha. So in the same way, the Lord, He reveals everything else at home, and it reveals itself also at that time. So when you see, and that's the thing. So for sannyasis and monks, it is told, he requires no mantra, simply the pranava or om alone. Why it is called pranava? Namyante esmai kama. It comes in Taittiriya Upanishad. All the desires and all that came before om, and then they say, tata, thank you very much, it prostrate and go away. And that is all the kama, all your desires, namyante, they come and do pranam to you. This comes in Taittiriya Upanishad. So that is why it is called pranava. Prakashena namante. All the other people simply do like that and go. This is something special, where all the desires, they leave you. When once you are with Om, simply thinking of Om, all the desires, everything will go away. Only Om alone will remain. This is one beauty of it. There is practically all the main Upanishads, out of the 10 Upanishads, at least 4 to my knowledge, they all deal with Om. And in Taittiriya, there's a big paragraph, apart from the Mandukya, the Taittiriya is a very big para. He says, Om is everything. You start everything with Om. You end everything with Om. In fact, among the sannyasis, the practice is, we don't call him Mr. Kodan Raman. We'll simply call him, Om, come here. Om, Om. Are you going to the market? So everybody is called Om. And suppose you ask a Swamiji, will you take jalebi? Om. So for everything it is Om that is there. Only when you ask whether you want muruku, he will keep quiet. He won't say Om. That is there. So now, then that Om, it says, so Like that one full para is on Om. That is there. Brahma, when he starts Srishti, he says Om, and then the entire Srishti came. She didn't take and make one Rohini, put some two eyes, nothing. Simply, it's all sankalpas, that's all. So the same thing. So, Om is used for all purposes by people, so that your mind should be seeped in Om, if not in God, because in God you may get quarrels. I am a Vaishnava, I won't take Arunachala's name, I am this thing, and it is told for a Vaishnava. Hastina tadyamanopi nagache shivamandiram. See, the Vaishnava philosophy says, supposing there is a, you are pursued by a big elephant, then on the way, a big Shiva's temple comes. Be trampled under the foot of this elephant, don't go and seek shelter in the Shiva's mandir. Nagache shivamandiram, don't go there. Hastina tadyamanopi, even if you are pursued, better die. It is much better. We will get you Vaikuntha, but don't go there. You will get Naraka. So, like that, these things were there. So, Om is absolutely, it has nothing to do with anything, neither with Vaishnavas, nor Shaivas, nor with Muslims, or anything. And the beauty is, Swami Ramtirtha, once he met 32 mullahs, that is the high scholar priests of Islam. They came to meet him, perhaps at Lucknow. Then he asked them one question. You are all well versed. In Quran, there is one heading with which it starts, then the Quran starts. In the heading, there are only three letters. One, Alif, Lam, Mim. That is, Alif means A, Lam means L, and Mim means Ma. So, what does it mean? Then all of them told unanimously, sir, the entire meaning of Quran was revealed by Allah to Muhammad alone, but he kept these three words to himself. He said, this will not be revealed to anyone. Then Swami Ramtirtha told, I know it, I will tell you. He said, you people know Arabic grammar. In Arabic grammar, no doubt, first is A, last is Ma. But in between is La. So he says, when La comes between the two, it should be pronounced as U. It is A, U, Ma, it is Om. And he quoted, now Nizamuddin. So, Muddin, how do you write? He says, M, then you put La, you don't put U. Nizamuddin, but you pronounce it as Mu, Nizamuddin. Then they all agreed. Yes, that's true. So, it's everywhere. Om in some form is there. In all somewhere, there is there. Even the word Amen is perhaps the Om sound is there somewhere. See, people, they all say, I don't want to force things, but anyway, these are all things which are there, because in the entire world is Om. There is no, it doesn't belong to any religion. So you cannot say Om belongs to only these people. And there is some Benson, Dr. Benson, he was a Shishya of Maharshi Mahesh Yogi. He subjected a group of people to the exposure of a continuous chanting of Om for a number of days. Say for 3 months, as if they're whether eating or whether they go to the bathroom, they are always being bombarded with the sound of Om. And before they went, all of them, they were tested for their metabolism and all these things. And they found, number one, a number of viruses which were kept there in tubes, many of them died when they are exposed to Om. And number two, they say that metabolism of all the people, they improved by 200%. That was there. And that Dr. Benson is still alive, is somewhere in California, like, and is a shiksha of Maharshi Mahesh Yogi. I mean, still alive means I know about 8 years back. Since then, I do not know anything about it, about the world. That is there. So, this Om has got everything. And Omit Ekaksharam Brahma, Vyaharan Mahamanasparan, in Gita, one place he says, simply this, what is this Om? It is the Ekacharam Brahma. It is the final totality, the Parabrahma or the Supreme Being in one Akshara alone. It is contained, it is a capsule. It's an instant mini capsule containing the entirety that is there. And if only you go on telling it, Vyaharan Ma Manusmaran, you think of the Lord, that this represents the Lord, and then you go on telling the entire Om, then he says, you will reach me, you will get moksha, you will join the totality. So this is what is told in Gita. So Om is all-powerful. That alone is capable of giving you moksha if you go on chanting and thinking of it. That's one of the methods of reaching the Lord. And Bhagavan finally, he said, where do you find it? She says, Hridi Nirantaram. It is going on seen in your spiritual heart. There it doesn't mean the fleshy heart. Hridi Nirantaram, at all times you can see. Huh? Then, Likhyate Kadam, what shall I write further? That's all. How can I write more? That's all. This is what he told while Shantananda had talked for 1 hour about it, while Bhagavan himself told only in one couplet. And he said, it cannot be told more.